If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields also.
Operations.
4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
God, the security that Carson's providing to have a job with Currency. Because I'm telling you one thing, Jake, when you get to about me and Steve's age,
yes,
a little bit older right now, you know what you think about a lot? Retirement. Do I have enough money put away for retirement? You always say, oh yeah, get to retire like that. You know, if you think Social Security is going to wrap it up for you, think again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better have another plan. And that's what Carson's bringing to the table for you, like that, a secure job in finance. And then also a chance to take care of yourself and your family forever. So it'd be incredible.
He's just watching out for you, you know?
Yeah, that's what Carson
does. He's like
the
caretaker here.
He is. He's the caretaker of everything. And like I said, he'll be out. I'm sure I'll check in with Carson today. We texted yesterday on a number of items just to find out what Currency's doing and what was going on. But I'll check in with Carson on that. But Steve, do you have a good retirement plan set up?
Are you pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I got hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds?
Because Carson's sitting there for people also. So get a hold of him at currency.com.
Good job. Good job.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodel for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Two things on Randy. I said, is it uncomfortable when people stop you in the lumber yard, like to take photos with you? He said, not a problem. He said, not a problem. Doesn't bother me at all. Thank you. Just appreciates the breakers and he appreciates the customers that he has. Also, Randy calls me last night.
God.
About 8:00, whatever we're talking.
Pretty late.
And you know why he called me? He was just driving home from a consultation.
Jeez.
He was just driving home from a consultation.
Work.
You know why? Because when you have to meet with people, guess what those people have? They have jobs.
Work.
Yeah. So you know, like, hey, I'll meet you at 1:00. Well, I'm at work at 1:00.
Yeah.
So he meets them after work.
Jeez.
So Randy's getting home late at night, trying to have his day ready for tomorrow because he gets up at about 4:00. And
of course he does.
Yeah. He wears one of those headlights, those on his head, those like a miner's light. That's
over the crown.
It's over the crown because he has to be able to see. He's working
still
early.
Still wrap it around the crown.
You know what we need to do? I'll talk to him about this. I'm sure you'd do it. We need to put a GoPro on him. A GoPro on Randy just to see what his day's like.
That'd be fun. Working. I like to hear this.
Well, yesterday afternoon I talked to him. It was kind of chilly. I go, what's going on today? He was outside. I heard stuff crashing. He was demoing a deck. He was taking down a deck and putting a new deck up. He was demo. So he's out there doing manual work. That's
so
Randy.
So you think he'd be tired at 8:00, but he's got to go meet with people.
Yeah. So he was. We have a photo from him at 7:00. At the timeline, write it down. 7:00, we have a photo with him with Josh McGuire at 84 Lumber. And then last night at 8:00, he was just driving home. So that tells you about what his day is like.
Yeah, he's working.
Yeah, it tells you about what the day is like.
Work ethic.
Yeah, work ethic. So very important like that. Let's do Bill Shrills.
Let's do it.
Okay, okay, what's going down?
Oh, I love this one. I'm driving in today and listening to some another station. I talk about, you know, not much really with the last night's rankings or really not much
the
drama.
The college football playoff
not much
rankings?
Drama, not much to it. Like that. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. As things start to brew, let's review. As things start to brew, let's review. So let's go through this, okay?
Yeah, please
do. The top teams are at that go all the way through about about 9, but about 12, okay?
Okay.
Okay, stop at 12. BYU, up to that point, everyone has a pretty clear path of how they can get in, win out, get to the championship game, a lot of different avenues. At 13, okay, Utah does not have a path.
They don't?
They need carnage. They need carnage. They don't have a clear path themselves to control. Vanderbilt does if they win. Miami, who currently is in the bracket at 12, really has no chance of getting in, because they have like a 5% chance of getting into the ACC championship game. And without getting to that, they're not getting in. But today, they're in the bracket.
Oh, so they're 11.
They're 11. Yeah. And there's really no chance that they can finish up 11, because they have no control over what happens as they go through it. Because in the ACC, there's 5 teams with one loss, and they've got 2 losses.
Yeah.
So they don't control anything that's going on. Georgia Tech, clear path, win it and go. USC, clear path. All they got to do is they beat Iowa, they beat Oregon, clear path. Michigan, clear path. Beat Ohio State, go to the championship game, clear path. They're at what, 18th, like that. Virginia, again, they have one loss, clear path. Louisville is at 20, have a clear path.
Virginia have 2 losses.
What's that? No, what's that? Only one in conference. No, only one in conference, guys.
One in conference. My bad.
That keeps them alive for the conference.
One in conference. That's
Louisville's got 2 conference losses, so they're at 20. They're basically out. Iowa, out. Up is that they got 3 losses. They're out. Pittsburgh, clear chance to get in. They're at 22, clear path. They got Notre Dame, Miami, and Georgia Tech.
They don't care about Notre Dame,
which still knock them out. Tennessee's at 23. They have no chance like that. USF, they're at the first in for the group of 6. They have a great chance. Cincinnati, clear path. They got one loss. One loss. They have a clear path. One conference loss. If they went out, think about this one too. Like that, SMU has 1 conference loss. They're not even in the top 25.
Nope.
They're in. Oh. Duke has 1 conference loss. They have 4 losses total. They've got a shot. But there's a chance.
Not even in the top 25.
There's a chance if Duke wins out, that they don't even get an ACC team doesn't even get in at all, and so there is still complete mayhem that's going to happen. But the one that is so crazy,
which
is that Miami is at what? What are they at?
15.
15. Louisville's at 20. They just played head to head 2 weeks ago, and Louisville beat them. And they both have 2 losses, just like Notre Dame. Mm. They played them head to head.
See,
and Notre Dame's 6 up on them.
The head-to-head doesn't always trump everything.
So when you look at the bracket, it is like, don't even consider it. Don't
really?
Like this. No, there'll be so many things that happen.
Really?
I mean, well, Texas still has to play Georgia, and they still have to play
A&M. You're right.
So, I mean, there's going to be just craziness like that. Rudy, not going to happen, I don't think. But Miami's the one. People going like, ho, hang on, man. Mm-hmm. We're good, right? We're 11th. We're in. Went out and we're in. They don't even win out. If they win out, they're not in. And so there's so many crazy things that are still going to take place. Now these ones here, like what's going to happen, you know, if things play out, which it should happen, that Indiana wins out and Ohio State wins out. So what's going to happen when they play in the championship?
What is going to happen?
I mean, what is it going to be? Does one of them still stay the loss? If it's a 24-23 game, do they still stay in the top 4? I think seed is still in the top 4. It doesn't knock you out of a bye game.
I would think so, by the way, if it's a close game.
If it's a close game, I think it'd be like, okay, neutral site, we played this game close.
Come on, why would you drop one out?
Why would they do that? Yeah. Alabama, I mean, there's a lot of work. There's a lot of meat on the bone for these teams left. Ole Miss is in a great spot. They don't have tough games left, and they've got 1 loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vanderbilt's in a great spot, but Ole Miss is sitting like, okay, we're probably going to get a home game. We are gonna just win out. That's all we got to do. Oregon's in a great spot. But they got to be able to play. They got to be able to win out. And so Notre Dame at Pittsburgh this week, that is a huge game. Because Notre Dame, they lose, they're completely
done. Are they out?
That's 3 losses, and they're done.
That's gigantic.
Yeah.
That's gigantic.
And if Pitt wins, also they're going like, you know what? We just might be going to the playoffs. You know?
But their coach says it's not a big deal.
Well, because
it's a weird stance.
I don't understand Narduzzi at all on that.
Game day's coming. The reason they're coming is because Notre Dame's there. That's the reason they're coming. Yeah. You went to your team. Now, also, a lot of times the head coach is, hey, guys, I'm going to paint a picture in the media. You know what? I'm just painting a picture.
It's an odd picture to paint.
I doubt he tells his team, guys, we really don't care. We're going to shorten practice. We're just going to try to get through this game healthy so we can get ready for those next two. Mm-hmm. No, they'll have full all hands on deck.
What's most meaningful of the unveiling of this ranking?
Well, the one that's the most odd is the Miami at 11. Look at the bracket going, hey, we're in. And they only have like a 4% chance of getting the championship game and a 5% chance of making it at all when all these different things, the layers unfold. Mm. The teams that have to have carnage, Utah's at 13.
Okay, they have to have carnage.
Because they got BYU has only got the one loss, and they beat Utah in the same way as Texas Tech. So they have to have complete carnage, and they have to have help.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To be able to get in. These other ones, like Tennessee, they don't have much of a chance. Iowa doesn't have much of a chance. Everyone else has a little bit of a chance. Louisville doesn't have much of a chance. Mm-hmm. But the other ones have, so if you're at Michigan right now at 20th, you're going like, hey, guys, here's what we got to do. Went out and beat Ohio State at the end.
Yep.
Went out and beat Ohio State at the end.
Michigan. You went out and beat Ohio State. You still have two losses. What if you lose in the Big Ten championship game?
Probably could knock you out. It could be a bad deal. So that could affect the Big Ten mightily effective. Because if Ohio State doesn't go to the championship game, mm-hmm. they're still one loss, and they're clearly in. Right. Now, it might cost them a top four seed.
That's what
it might cost them a top four seed, but they're clearly in.
Yeah, they're
But the death blow for the Big Ten right now, which could happen with carnage, is they could only have two teams. Right. It's possible.
I know.
The chance of them getting four is almost non-existent.
Is it non-existent?
Well, who is it going to be?
Oregon, Michigan, or USC. Yes,
I mean, there's some weird things that can happen. There are. It's not, but it'd have to be bizarre.
Petitti needs USC to beat Iowa this weekend.
Yeah.
Needs it badly.
Yes.
Needs it badly.
Yeah. If Iowa beats them, it's going to be.
That's not good.
Iowa, you think about Iowa. Somebody said this yesterday. Iowa took a pretty big gut punch against Oregon, losing in the last seconds. Now you got to regroup quickly.
And fly out there?
Not easy.
No, I don't.
I would look for them to be down.
I don't. USC will win that game.
Yeah, maybe I know that a lot because of that though. If they were getting Iowa off of a win and I was kind of rolling,
yeah,
I'd look at it differently. But that's a pretty big.
You know how hard that takes a shot at you?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it wears you out when you give everything you have to be able to win that game.
Right, and you lose in that fashion.
Yeah. Last second field goal.
And yeah. USC is not a bad team. Not a great team, but not a bad team.
There was a time in my life, Bill, where I used to discount that emotion. You know, anybody who knows me knows I'm not big on emotion and all that crap. But
maybe you still are discounting it then.
But no, I get it now. I get it.
Teams
hard to
get tired. They get a little bit. Oh, why they're not ready to go? You see it across the board. You go, what just happened? That's what you always want to look at. Shin Daddy looks at that.
Shin Daddy's smart. He see, my thought was always, how can you not be ready to play? Walk me through that, as you would say. But I get it now as an older gentleman. Sometimes you just don't have it. You get punched, and it's hard to get back quick.
Bill, what was the headline again, please, for this?
I've got it right here, Jake.
Thank you.
As things start to brew, let's review.
That is
things are brewing.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Diner Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is a wild card Wednesday. We've never done this topic ever before.
What?
First time. NFL offense and defense nicknames of the past. We're talking like Orange Crush.
Wow.
Greatest show on turf. So those aren't one of them. I'm giving you the example here. There's lots of them. Okay. There's lots of these.
That should have been one.
I will say this. I'll say this. This sounds like an incredible game show.
I like it.
It's going to be fun today.
Jake, you've really stepped it up on this.
Thank you.
Yeah, now step up. Yeah.
If you know your offense and defense nicknames of the past in the NFL, call us right now, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick down, Sip and Bill and trivia. Today's topic, NFL offense and defense nicknames of the past. You guys are 1-1.
This is a big one. This is Wednesday.
33-19-1 overall. Feel good about this today?
Pretty good.
Okay.
I like the game show.
Thank you. Gus, how do you feel about NFL and offense, defense nicknames of the past? Gus.
Did you say Gus?
It's Gus.
It is Gus.
The Gus bus.
Yeah, I feel okay.
Okay.
I feel all right.
Age, Gus. Your age.
Oh, my age.
Yes.
I'm 62 years old.
62. You sound younger.
Much younger.
Yeah. You're vibrant. You still exercise, don't you, Gus?
I absolutely do.
Yeah, nice. I can tell.
Herbal teas.
Yes, he does some teas. I bet he does. But he has some ointments of some sort.
Maybe. Possibly. All right, Gus. First question goes to you.
Ointments.
This should be, a layup off the bat here.
Yes.
Gus, what was the nickname at one point for the Washington Redskins offensive line?
Oh yeah, that's embarrassing.
they were the Hogs.
Yes, good job.
Brilliant.
Vibrant Hugs. Gus.
Correct. 1-0 lead for Gus.
Vibrant.
Sip, first question, Bills in play. What was the nickname for the L.A. Rams defensive line in the late 60s and early 70s?
I need you, Bill. The nickname for the defensive line of the L.A. Rams.
You guys were watching ball back then.
Yeah, this is young blood and Dreyer.
Yeah,
during that time,
Fred Dreyer.
Yeah. I've got more like Merlin Olsen, Deacon Jones.
Okay. So what were the years again?
The late 60s and the early 70s.
Okay. You're right. That wasn't young blood. That wasn't those guys. That was Deacon. That was
Deacon Jones and Merlin Olsen.
Yep.
I need you, Bill.
Does Merlin Olsen being on Little House on the Prairie do anything for us?
No. Okay. 5 seconds. Five.
I don't have it.
Four.
I'm drawing a blank on it.
This is going to be...
The Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders is the guess. Is that right? Gus, do you want that or are you going to pass?
Pass.
Right. I think it's the Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom.
No. Thank you.
Wait a second.
That helped.
Which means we're back to a tie.
Back to a tie.
Back to a tie.
The answer was the fearsome foursome.
Should have had that.
Have you heard that?
McSafety knows.
Yes, I have.
Yes,
I've heard.
Over the McSafety's in the corner.
This is awesome. This McSafety's.
Me and Jake talk about this. We are a sitcom here.
This is a sitcom.
We have, we have a cast of characters that randomly appear on the show.
We love them all.
McSafety today. Yes.
All right, Gus, back to 0-0 because
you, Gus,
you gave it back for the lead, Gus. What was the nickname for the Miami Dolphins defense in 1972?
The Killer Bees.
That was, I think, in the 80s.
That was in the 80s. Yeah, that's a good guess. That was the 80s.
I'm passing.
I'm going to pass.
We just need to pass.
Yeah.
That'd be the no-name defense.
Well, should have got
no-name.
Should have got
I would have had. That should have
got
had.
Him.
Yeah, all right. That would have been easy.
Bills in place.
For the win.
Okay. For the win.
I got
okay,
Bill.
Lock in. Yeah.
What was the name of the New Orleans Saints linebacker corps between 1987 and 93? The only linebacking corps to ever have four members named to a Pro Bowl in the same year. This is Jim Mora, the head coach for at least part of this time.
I can't believe he didn't do the Jets.
The sack exchange?
Yeah, the sack exchange.
I thought about that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Gastineau.
Clacko. Instead, you went with the Saints.
Clacko.
Let's do this topic again.
Yeah.
You don't have this one?
No.
No.
I don't.
No guess. Okay, no guess at all. Gus, do you want to try to steal this again, or do you want to go with the tiebreaker?
Not a chance. I'm going to the tiebreaker.
Have you heard of the Dome Patrol before?
Yes.
I've never even heard of it.
I
didn't.
Pretty obscure, though,
yeah.
Jake.
Pretty obscure. Especially when he had the sack exchange.
It was listed as like a top five of all time. Yeah. Name. But that's fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right, this will go to Gus. You guys go over under Gus's number.
All right, get ready.
Okay.
Gus, how many rushing touchdowns did John Riggins have in his 9 years with the Redskins?
Hold it, just with
the Redskins. I don't want his Jets
nine
numbers.
Years with the Redskins.
His 9 years with the Redskins.
Okay, hold on.
This is for you, Gus.
Okay. His number was 44. I'm going to say 44.
Oh, way over. We're going to win this. We got this, Jake. Way over.
We'll go over.
Way over.
Would you have a guess?
Just wait, 108.
No, not 108. Probably like 62.
How about 79?
Brilliant.
Oh, thank you, Gus.
Gus, he gave one back with the steel
attempt. What I thought was going to be a great game wasn't. Average.
Man.
Jake chose some weird stuff on there. No sack exchange.
The Dome Patrol.
The Dome Patrol over the New York sack exchange.
I went to a website that said those are one of the more popular ones.
Okay. We're not being critical.
Gus, thank you.
Like okay, congrats, Gus. We'll get you back on the coffee night. Calling down the road, Gus.
Thank you for nice calling. Try. That was nice of Gus to call.
No, I like that game.
I did like the game.
You've heard
I
the
did.
Fearsome Force.
Yeah, that was bad. And the no name, that was awful.
We should have got that.
Yeah, those are awful to miss.
Yeah, we should have got him.
So the only one in question was the Dome Patrol.
The Dome Patrol, I still don't know it, as you say it right now.
The linebackers were Ricky Jackson, Vaughn Johnson, Sam Mills, and Pat Swilling.
I wonder if they know they were the Dome Patrol.
They were.
Yeah. If you called them today, would they have any idea? No, sounds cool. I didn't know that's what we were called.
I saw there was pictures of a lot of signs of the Dome Patrol back when fans went to the game. They put the Dome Patrol on signs.
Anyway, we got to win.
You won. 2-1 is the record.
John Riggins was a beauty.
Yes.
79 touchdowns in 9 years, but he had 25 in 5 years with the Jets. So he is 100 plus in his career, 104.
He was a Super Bowl champ, right? Yeah, he was definitely a Super Bowl champ.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he was. From Kansas.
From Kansas.
Jayhawk.
And he was kind of a character, too.
He was. He got, I think some form of incident in the White House.
Yeah.
I remember reading it. But anyway, good job. We got it.
When we come back, hour 3, Sean Callahan is next on Early Break on the Ticket.